Professor News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump will decide within the next 2 weeks whether to strike Iran. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
After days of warning Iran to shut down any nuclear weapon development, the president is promising more time before deciding about a U.S. military strike.
I will make my decision whether or not to go within the next 2 weeks.
Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt, who read that statement directly from the president, said he still sees a substantial chance for negotiations with Iran. She insisted that Donald Trump has solid instincts and said Americans should simply trust his decision is the right one. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Iranian missiles damaged a hospital in southern Israel and hit residential buildings near Tel Aviv. At least 240 people were wounded. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel is targeting Iranian military and nuclear sites while Iran is targeting Israeli hospitals.
They're targeting civilians because they're a criminal regime. They're the arch terrorists of the world. They want to have nuclear terrorism, which will put the entire world under nuclear blackmail, and they would use these weapons. That's what the Ayatollah Khamenei says that he would do. He would use these weapons to wipe Israel off the map. Well, he's not going to. We're not going to let him.
Farmers, cattle ranchers, and hotel and restaurant managers breathed a sigh of relief last week when President Trump ordered a pause to immigration raids that were disrupting those industries and scaring foreign-born workers off the job. But the respite didn't last long. On Wednesday, Assistant Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security Tricia McLaughlin declared that worksite enforcement remains a cornerstone of our efforts to safeguard public safety, national security, and economic stability. This is SRN News. A warning about Pakistan.
Human Rights Watch has issued a report saying that the country's draconian blasphemy laws are being misused to persecute Christians and other religious minorities. The report also accuses the government of Pakistan of inciting mass violence against Christians so as to seize their land and other property. Pakistan is 96% Muslim and is ranked number 8 on Open Door's annual list of the countries where persecution of Christians is worst.
SRN's Michael Harrington reporting. British lawmakers have voted to decriminalize abortion. This will make abortion right up to the moment of birth legal in the UK. The House of Commons approved an amendment to a broader crime bill barring the prosecution of women who take steps to end their pregnancies at any stage. The measure next goes to the House of Lords, where it can be delayed but not blocked. The Society for the Protection of Unborn Children warns unborn babies will now not have any remaining protections stripped away. SRN News. Safety experts recommend the engines on Boeing's troubled 737 MAX airplanes be modified quickly.
That's to prevent smoke from filling the cockpit or cabin after a safety feature is activated following a bird strike. The problem, the NTSB detailed, emerged after two bird strikes involving Southwest planes in 2023. But the FAA and Boeing already warned airlines and pilots about the problem, and the engine maker has been working on a fix. This could also affect the engines of some Airbus and Chinese planes. So the NTSB urged regulators in Europe and China to look at that. John Scott reporting.
A SpaceX rocket being tested in Texas has exploded, sending a dramatic fireball high into the sky. The company says the Starship experienced a major anomaly. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.